kind, and so merciful to us all. The God that loves us in spite of us. Amen. The God that forgives us of our sins. The God that smiles upon us. The God that woke us up this morning and started us on our way. Gave us our right mind. We got activity in our limbs. We can think. We can talk. We can speak. Give that God some praise. I still don't know God I'm talking about. Give that God some praise. It's been better to us than we've been better to ourselves. We've been better than we deserve, amen? Better than we deserve. So God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for the praise team ushering in the presence of God. Thank you, God, for everybody serving. Serving look good on y'all, amen. Praise God, amen. I see y'all in y'all spots. God is doing a wonderful thing. Thank you to all our visitors, those that are first time and returning. We appreciate you all, amen and amen. Real quick prayer. My prayer is quick today. Watch this. Close your eyes by your head. Lord, may the words of my heart, or the words of my mouth, and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. My Lord, my strength, my Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all for tuning in today. May y'all know, as we give our 15 seconds to share, y'all can go ahead and do that and get ready to share. Amen. Work that out with the sound a little bit. Today we'll be in the Gospel of John, John chapter 9. So all who are able to stand, please stand for the reading of God's word. John chapter 9, verse 25. And it reads as follows. I don't know whether he is a sinner, the man replied, but I know this. I was blind and now I can see.
Yes.
I'm gonna read it again,
Yes.
I don't know whether he is a sinner, the man replied, but I know this. I was blind and now I can see. If you don't mind, help me announce my text with me. All I know, subtitle, final answer, Jesus. Amen.
Yes,
praise God.
Yes,
all I know, but yes, Jesus is my final answer. Amen. Yes, you may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is a game show in which contestants are asked a series of questions. With every correct answer, they move up the ladder to receive the prize money. Mm-hmm. As they go up the ladder, finally they get to the end. The last question is worth $1 million. They're allowed three lifelines in this game show for assistance. One is ask the audience. So they don't know an answer, they can ask the audience, and the audience will vote on what they think the answer is, and they can trust the audience. Another one is 50-50. It's four questions, and what they do is they break it down, and they say, this one is right, this is wrong, pick one. And the last lifeline is phone a friend, where you can call somebody that you believe can help you in your situation.
On
one particular show, there was a tax man named John Carpenter who was on the show, and he breezed through all the questions. He finally got to the last question, the $1 million question. The question was, which of these U.S. presidents appeared on a TV series Laugh-In? A, Lyndon Johnson, B, Richard Nixon, C, Jimmy Carter, or D, Gerald Ford? He asked to phone a friend. He calls his father. The phone rings. He has 30 seconds to answer this. He calls his dad. He says, Dad, I don't need your help. I just want you to know I know the answer and we're getting this $1 million. Richard Nixon, final answer. My God. Do you know who Jesus is, and is that your final answer?
We're
going to find out today's text. John chapter 9 verse 2 says this. Rabbi, his disciples asked, why was this man born blind? Was it because of his own sins or his parents' sins? So, you know, we've been dealing with blind spots. So the first thing we got to figure out is, why are we blind? Why? The question, why are we blind? Am I blind because of a lack of teaching? Was it because I wasn't taught certain things? Amen.
Yeah.
Was it because my parents didn't teach me certain things? They did the best they could, but they just didn't show me certain things when it came to God. Certain things, how to pray, how to live righteous. I had a lack of teaching in my life. Maybe I'm blind because I'm dealing with generational curses. It's some stuff in my bloodline that my great-grandfather dealt with, my grandfather dealt with, my father dealt with. Now I'm dealing with it, and I'm trying my best to make sure it don't go to my son. I don't know. Maybe it's generational curses is a reason why I'm blind. Maybe it's just my own stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm selfish. I don't know. Maybe I don't like, maybe I resist the truth. I don't like nobody saying nothing to me. I can't take constructive criticism. I don't know. Maybe it's pride. Maybe it's lust. Maybe it's, I'm caught up in tradition. Maybe I'm just a hypocrite. I say one thing and do the next. Maybe I got greed. I don't know. But one thing I know for sure is you got to find out first. Why am I blind? John 9 and 3 says this. It was not because of his sins or his parents' sins, Jesus answered. This happened so the power of God can be seen in him. My God. My God. Y'all miss y'all shout out to school again. Jesus gives his perspective of this singular situation of blindness.
Come on.
He says, look here. It's not because of his parents' sin. It's not because of his sin. It's so the power of God would show up in his life. Sometimes, and it got nothing to do with what I previously mentioned. Sometimes stuff happened in your life just so God can show up and show out.
My God.
Y'all missed that. I wish I had a witness. I wish I had some people that knew what God can do. I love this. That he says this. Watch this. Sometimes my problems is what's going to lead me to God showing me my purpose. All this hell that I might be going through right now is going to lead to God showing up and making me holy. All this pain that I'm going through right now really is God about to show up in my life and show me it's all a part of God's plan. All this hurt, all this pain, maybe it's sickness, maybe it's discomfort. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I know this, what I'm going through. Sometimes it's so God can show up and show up in my life. I want to see his power and his glory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
I love this. So next we see this, y'all. Yes. The works of a miracle. We see a miracle about to be in work, y'all. Look at this. John 9 and 6. Then he spit on the ground, made mud with the saliva, and spread the mud over the blind man's eyes.
Come on,
my God.
Come on,
my God.
Come on.
I can imagine. First of all, if you made mud from spit, there had to be a lot of spit. Jesus hocked a loogie right there on the scene. Jesus just spit some spit, right? If he's making mud out of it. So watch this. The jury is still out on who Jesus is. Some people think he's the Messiah. Some people think he's just a prophet. Some people think he's a sinner. And he's not from God. So the jury is still out on who he is. Everybody's not convinced that Jesus is God. So for one, for him to spit, that's nasty.
Yeah.
Hey man, can we agree to that? For somebody to spit right there on the ground, man, somebody spit and then they gonna touch you with they spit, you will look at them, you might slap them, man. I don't know, some of y'all crazy, you might shoot them, I don't know. But if somebody spit and said, I'm gonna touch you with my spit, that's nasty, and then he spits on the ground, rubs it, and makes dirt, then he takes that spit dirt and rubs it over the blind man's eyes. Can you imagine everyone's faces?
Wow.
The disciples probably like, Jesus is tripping today. I don't know what master on. I don't know what he doing right now. Why won't you touch this man's eyes with your spit? That don't make sense. Can't you heal this brother like everybody else?
Yeah.
Can't you do what you do? Can't you just lay your hands on him, Jesus, and heal him?
Yeah.
Can't you just say, see, and he got sight, God?
Yeah.
Why are you doing this? But Jesus said what? That this happened to him so the power of God can show up in his life. Ooh.
Good. That's good. That's good.
Jesus said this. I'm using what we would consider nasty, dirty, unsanitary, so everyone can see and show I can use my power however I want. What they may consider dirty and nasty and all kind of problems, I'm showing I can use it and still make good of it because there's no limit to my power. Do you know who he is? See, Jesus, he said, the Father and I are doing the same thing. Whatever you see me doing, you see the Father doing. The Father used the ark for Noah to save him from the destruction of the world. The Father used a staff for Moses to split a Red Sea. The Father made rock come from a water. The Father used a donkey to talk to Balaam. The Father used a slingshot and a rock to defeat David. The Father made sure Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was able to survive a fiery furnace. The Father showed up in the lion's den and made sure Daniel was okay. Jesus is showing me and the Father is one. I turned water into wine. I made 2 fish and 5 loaves feed thousands. I cast out demons. I healed the sick. I raised the dead. I gave sight to the blind. So I can even use my spit in mud because there's no limit to my power. Do y'all know the God y'all serve?
Yeah. Come on.
So Jesus rubbed this mud all over his face. I almost preached I got it out the mud. Praise God. Amen. Because he put dirt and mud on his face and he needed a healing and a breakthrough. And it don't make sense to put dirt and mud on nobody. But look at what Jesus told him, y'all, in the text, John 9 and 7. He told him, go wash yourself in the pool of Siloam. Siloam means sent. So the man went and washed and came back seeing. Praise God. Amen. Y'all miss y'all. I don't know about y'all. He put dirt and mud over the blind man's eyes, told him to go somewhere still in blindness, wash off what I put on you, and he came back seeing. Why is that powerful?
Come on.
See, to get out of our blind spot, sometimes, watch this, it depends on our ability to follow instructions.
Yes.
Amen. Selah, I'm going to let that sit there for a minute. To get our breakthrough, our healing, our deliverance, sometimes really, a majority of the times really, it depends on our ability to follow instructions. I know what he was doing wasn't making sense to no one at all. But you want to see. You want to be healed. This is what I need you to do.
Yeah.
Go wash your face off. Go to the place called sent. The blind man, if he stayed where he was at and didn't go where he was sent, he would have stayed blind. My God. Mm. But he washed it off and returned seeing. He followed instructions. One of my favorite movies all time is Taken. Y'all seen Taken before? I love Taken. I can watch it again and again. And I love the dude. He's giving the daughter instructions. Y'all seen the movie? He gave her instructions before she go to Europe. He's like, look here. I don't want you to go. Your mama already bought tickets. This is what I need you to do. You need to call me. Let me know this. He gives the daughter specific instructions. And she gets over there. The little girl, she with a little hot girl. She doing whatever. Her cousin ain't really at the place. She didn't lie to the girl. She invite Peter in the cab. Peter go to the cab. Y'all know the story. Peter ride the cab home, show him where they live. So the boys come in to take him. She calls her dad. She's chilling. She's kind of upset. Like, she didn't tell me her cousin was going to be here. He's like, I told you. Let me know what's going on. And she looks through a mirror and she sees her friend getting taken. Daddy says, she's like, Daddy, they take. He said, shut up. Listen, I need you to follow instructions. It's important. Go to another room. How many guys are there? Two. Okay, that's what I need you to do. First of all, calm down, because you're going to be taken.
Come on.
Secondly, put the phone down. When they take you, you let me know what they got. You yell out height. You yell out beard. Yeah. You yell out tattoos. Anything that can give me a clue of what these guys are like. Lay the phone down close to the bed so I can hear them talk. And she follows instructions. Y'all know the movie. But guess what? If she didn't give him details, if she didn't put the phone down so he can translate the words, if he didn't get to hear their voice, she would have never got saved.
Yeah.
To get saved, to get where God has us to be, majority of the time, it can be life or death.
Yeah.
Follow instructions. I tell my kids, mom and daddy don't feel comfortable about something, follow instructions. God ain't told us to tell you can't go to this party for no reason. God ain't said you can't go this way for no reason. If we're uncomfortable, that means God is speaking to us. The Holy Spirit is moving. Follow instructions. Sometimes your life depends on it.
Yes. Obedience, that's good.
So we see this brother who goes and gets his washes his face off. Look what happened. John 8 and 9. Y'all gonna have to read. I can't go through every verse. Y'all gonna have to read the whole chapter to get the gist of everything. So I can't go through every verse, but check this out. 8 and 9. His neighbors and those who had previously seen him begging. Isn't this the man who used to sit in bed? Some of them said he's the one. Others said, no, he isn't, but it looks like him. But the man himself said, I am the one. My God. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Okay, I got to teach a shouting class in here. That hit me when I read that. His neighbor showed up.
Come on.
And they said, ain't this the bro that used to be sitting and begging?
Yeah.
And some of them said, nah, it looked like bro, but that ain't him.
Yeah.
He had to say, hold up, y'all. It is me. It is I. Who was sitting here begging and blind. That was me. Well, trust me out. People seen him on the regular and said, isn't the man that used to blind sit and beg? They are unsure it is him because they are used to seeing him sitting and begging and blind. They unsure it's him because they're used to seeing him sitting, begging, and blind. They not used to seeing him moving, viewing, and having sight. These people were his neighbors. They knew, bruh. They interacted with him. They knew exactly who he was. Ain't it a trip how you can know me? But when I was sitting and begging, my God. When you knew I was busted and disgusted. When you knew I was broken down. When you knew I didn't have nothing else. You knew that was God's will for my life. Then God stepped in and showed me some favor. Then God opened my eyes. Then God changed my life. And now you ain't sure if that's God on my life. Ain't it a trip? These are his neighbors. People that knew him. And can't recognize God moving in his life.
My God.
Because watch this. Some people don't want to see God move in your life. Y'all better learn it. Everybody ain't always for you. You can't always talk God talk with everybody. Because some people don't want to hear God talk. They want to do what they want to do. Live how they want to. The Addams family. Do what we want to do. Say what we want to say. Live how we want to live. Play how we want to play. They do whatever they want to do. And everybody don't want to hear God talk. Bro says, look here. I'm the one. He took me from blindness to sight. I am the one. See, people cool with you as long as you're sitting and begging. Yeah, they don't mind you when you ain't got nothing. They don't mind you when you can't help yourself and you're dependent on them. So they knew he's sitting there begging. I give him a few coins a day. Little blind boy, he begging and sitting. He ain't worth nothing. I give him a little something. But now I got something. You don't even know who I am. Woo, ain't that a trip? It's a trip. Bro said, hold up. I'm the one. See, God did something in my life. He helped me out. And now y'all can't even see what God is doing in my life.
Come on.
He told him what happened. He said, look here, y'all. This is what happened to me. This man named Jesus came. He spit on the ground. He mixed it with some mud. Put it on my eyes. Then he told me to go to a place called Siloam, called Sent. I went there, washed it off. I removed the dirt from my eyes, and I removed my sight. Amen. That's a message right there. Sometimes we blind because we got dirty eyes. Sometimes we blind because we don't want to clean our eyes out. Sometimes we blind. Okay, y'all. Okay, this is the holy crap. Okay. So he just going to keep on cheating you. You don't know. You blind, amen. You blind. They going to keep on lying to you. And you know they lying. And you going to sit there and keep smiling in their face and letting them use you and abuse you. You going to keep there and sitting there and letting them take that abuse. You know they lying. You know they cheating. You know they stealing. You know they talking about you behind your back. Yet you still want to be in the in crowd and hang with these no good people. We blind sometimes, and the problem is we won't remove the dirt from our eyes. He was sent and he moved. So the Pharisees, y'all, the religious teachers, aka the Jesus haters, got involved, y'all. They said, look here. Bro, I need you to tell that story again. I heard what you said, you told everybody, but we need to hear it again. I noticed this, though, but watch this. When I'm telling the truth, my story don't change. Amen. I ain't got to keep going over and over again. I can repeat it forwards and backwards. Amen. It's easy. Why? Because I'm telling the truth. They confused. They're like, nah, they're trying to catch them up in a lie. Tell us that story again. He said, I already didn't told y'all. What don't y'all understand? Yeah. This is what happened. He came into my life and showed up and showed out with some spit and some mud. Now I can see.
Come on.
It's getting real, y'all.
Getting real.
They said, the man who did this, watch this. They said, the man who did this for you, that Jesus cat, he don't even follow our God. He don't even know our God. How does Jesus cat do that for you? My God. He doesn't follow our traditions of worship. My God. That blind spot of tradition is heavy, y'all. That blind spot, woo! That blind spot will hurt you, amen, of tradition, of following things that don't make sense. Guess what? The traditions, you know, we got some traditions in the black church. We got assigned seats. You better not sit in Mother Bigfoot's seat in the front row. You sit in her seat, you might get cussed out after church. You better not sit in her seat, amen. You better come looking this way. You better say this. You better do what they say. Them people the best tithers. You better not preach against them. You better not say that they ain't gonna like. This people got this person. You better not do this. We got to be careful of traditions. See, when you bow to traditions, you get caught up in the opinions and preferences of people. See, now, new creation ran by the word of God, amen. We ran by Jesus, the word of God, Holy Spirit, amen. God is ruler here, amen. His word reigns supreme. You have to understand that. Because tradition gets you caught up, and some people so worried about what ain't God that they miss God. Y'all miss y'all shout, amen. Some people worried about, so that ain't godly. Look at how they look. Look at how they dress. Look at how they talk. Look at their tattoo. Look at, you so worried about what ain't God, you miss God. They wear earrings, they ain't holy. He got tattoos, he not of God. He preaching in J's, how you preaching Jordans? They ain't sing this song, amen. He used to do this, she used to strip. He used to sell drugs, he used to do that. Y'all better know that God don't call the qualified, he qualifies the God. That God brings whoever he wants to. He saves who he wants to. He uses who he wants to. And guess what? When you got a messed up past, you a perfect candidate. Amen. When you got all kind of issues, you crazy, you done messed up time and time again. God saying, yes, that's who I can use. They want me for real, and I can show the world that my power has no limit. His brother was blind since birth, begging, had nothing going for himself. And Jesus said, that's the one I'm going to heal.
That's good.
Woo.
That's good.
But what trips me out, y'all, these people literally called Jesus a sinner, y'all. Y'all probably don't even believe me. Y'all said, the pastor, ain't no way the church people, the synagogues, called Jesus a sinner. Look at this. John 9:16 B clause. Look at this, y'all. Other Pharisees ask, how can a man who is a sinner perform miracles like these? So the Pharisees were divided in their opinion. I told y'all. The jury was still out who Jesus was. Everybody didn't believe he was the Son of God. Everybody wasn't caught up with that. At this point, the leaders are frustrated, y'all. They upset. They don't understand what's going on. They asked the man who was blind, what do you say about the man who gave you sight? Who do you say he is? He says, sure, I guess he's a prophet or something, man. I really don't know who he is. I can't see anyway. I really don't know. But I guess he's a prophet of God. I don't know. What I do know is that y'all been praying for years and I'm still blind. What I do know, I've been coming to y'all church for a long time. I've been sitting in there listening to y'all teach and ain't nothing changing my life. I've been fooling with y'all for years and ain't nothing happening in my life. But all I know is, watch this, This man named Jesus came. I was blind and now I can see. Sometimes God does things in your life that are so big. Watch this. You want to share your excitement with people. You want to celebrate it with people because God did something amazing in your life. But they so caught up, watch this, and don't believe in your deliverance. They're convinced you are being deceitful about what God done in your life. God want to do something so big sometimes. He want to show up and show out. And then you bring it to people. And all they want to say is God could have did that. God didn't do that. And the reason they act like that is so mad and upset. Because their mind works like this. You're blind. You're begging. You're sitting. How can God do that for you when he ain't did it for me? Why is God moving to your life and not mine? Because of your heart. Because it's a heart issue. Because your heart is clogged up. You got arteries of hate. You got arteries clogged with pride. You got arteries clogged with ungodliness. Arteries clogged with all kind of stuff. So God can't move to you. But when you come with a pure heart, when you say, Father, here I am. I need you, God. I can't do it myself. I'm broken down. I'm crazy. I got all kind of mess. And I know only you can clean it up, oh God. I love this. They so mad and upset. They're convinced. Brothers being deceitful. They can't take it. Look at this, y'all. John 9:21. So they called his parents up to the front, y'all. I said, look here. Get the boy parents. He lying. He couldn't have been blind. The boy lying. Get mom and daddy. Look at this. His parents reply, we know that he's our son and that he was born blind. But we don't know how he got his sight or who gave it to him. You will have to ask him. He's old enough to answer for himself. My God, my God. See, the parents are part of this religious community. Come on. And they don't want to get kicked out of synagogues. They know if they answer wrong, these Jesus haters going to kick them out the church too. Yeah. They said, look here, all we can do is tell you he ain't never been able to see. He's never had sight. But if you want to know who gave it to him, you have to ask him. He's old enough to answer for himself. It's so good. The Pharisees said, look here, give glory to God. Don't give it to this man because he's a sinner. Mama and daddy got their own testimony. Y'all missed this. They go to the mama and daddy and say, look here, y'all give us the answer. They say he's old enough to answer for himself. Y'all got to know that I can't ride mama and daddy's coattail. I can't get to heaven off mama and daddy stuff. I got to know God for myself. He's old enough to answer to himself. So I encourage a parent today right here, impart in your children. Teach them how to pray for themselves. Teach them how to love God. Teach them how to fast. Teach them how to open up the word. Teach them how to love people. Teach them how to forgive people. Teach them what they need, because eventually you're going to be gone. And they got to be able to answer for themselves. I love this. They say, hold up. I know I'm mama and daddy, but he grown. He got to do this one himself. They must get to heaven for themselves. So imagine this blind brother who now finally been able to see. He got noise all around. He got noise from his parents that are saying, you got to go out here on your own, son. I know we've been there to help you every step of the way. You blind. So I know we didn't hold your hand through things. We didn't help walk you through things. We didn't help coach you through things. But son, I need you to step out here on yourself. He got the noise of the neighbors, people who've known him since he was knee high to a grasshopper. Telling people that's not him, he's lying. He must have always been able to see. He's confused. He's tripping. He got the noise of the religious leaders all in his ear telling him, Jesus is a sinner. You're not worshiping God. If you say this man heal you, all this noise is going on. Everybody's trying to tell him who to give credit for and who to give credit to. I love this. He said, y'all can say what y'all want. But all I know is I used to be blind. Now I can see.
I'm trying to drive it home.
They all asking all these questions. Everybody saying what it is and what it ain't. And he says, all I know is I used to be blind, but now I can see. See, maybe I ain't been there. I don't know. But maybe I can just do it for myself. All I know is I used to pop pills. All I know is I used to call women out their name. All I know, I used to get high every day, and every day I got high. All I know, I used to fornicate, didn't do nothing wrong with it. All I know, I used to have a heart full of cash and a fist full of pride. All I know is I had all kind of... Maybe you can get there when you get there, amen. Y'all can act religious, holy, sanctimonious, religiosity, I don't care. But all I know is a man named Jesus showed up in my life, and I was blind, but now I have sight. If God is giving you sight, I dare you to stand on your feet. I dare you to give him praise. I dare you to give him some glory, because he came and he gave you sight. When you was blind. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Tell somebody. You gotta share it. He gave me sight when I was blind. I had nothing going for me. I had all kind of issues. And he gave me sight. He's formerly blind and sick. And people kept asking him, who did that? They kept saying, what's the point? Who did that to you? And he's telling them again and again, Jesus did it.
Who did it? God.
See, at this point, y'all, watch this. Watch this.
Thank you, Jesus.
His frustration has to be on 100 by this point. The Pharisees continue to tell him, we follow Moses and God. We devout to them. We don't follow this Jesus cat you talking about. He ain't one of them. He ain't one of them. Moses is one of them. Elijah is one of them. This Jesus dude, he ain't who we follow. But my thing is, name me another time in history when someone was blind and given sight. Name me another time when someone was born blind and given sight. You can't. But they are so upset. They told him, watch this. You were born full of sin. See, you tripping. The reason why this happened to you, because you was born full of sin. My God. This brother, Jesus already told the disciples that he didn't sin, neither his parents. This happened so the glory of God could show up in his life. They so mad and frustrated at what Jesus done in his life. Y'all better watch y'all circles. They so mad and frustrated. They said, look here. Well, you upset. Well, the reason you blind, because you've been sinning your whole life. Because you a whole sin. And people talk down on you and make you feel you less of.
Jesus.
And God can't do with. But I love you. I tell you, know what I tell you? Yes, I am.
Yeah.
We were all sinners. But Christ died for us. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So if that's what you want to say to make me feel bad, I'll take it, amen. Because it's my sin that led me to him. It's my needing for forgiveness and redemption that led me to him. So that's cool. And again, y'all want to talk about me, but they talked about him. And every struggle, watch this, isn't because our sin personally. We live in a fallen world. We got to understand that. You can't miss the facts. Since Adam ate from the tree, sin is prevalent in this world. That sometimes it's my fault. Sometimes it's generational curse. And sometimes it happens because it happens.
Yeah.
It was a flood. I seen it this morning. Pray for the country. I just left my mind. But it was a flood. 1,000 people were killed in the flood today. Hundreds of children passed away.
Wow. Jesus.
Oh, man. I want to say India, but I don't want to say the country wrong. But pray for them. We're lifting them up.
Jesus.
It broke my heart this morning. But we live in a fallen world.
Jesus.
Some stuff happens, just happens. And you can't predict when it's going to happen. Sometimes the sweetest people end up with cancer. The meanest people and the people that have hurt people and done so many wrong things live a long time sometimes. It don't make sense. Some, y'all know our story. Sometimes babies pass away. You don't know what's going to happen. We live in a fallen world. But what we got to understand is to hold on, that I got to make sure I know Jesus.
That's all I know.
To get me through the hard times and the good.
Yes.
To make sure I know him. Y'all should look at this, y'all. We almost done. John 9:35-36. Jesus heard that the Jews had thrown the man out the synagogue. Man, they didn't kick bro out. They said, we're sick of you. Yo, Jesus taught, yo, lying, we sick. Get out the church. We don't need you here. So when Jesus found the man, he asked him, do you believe in the Son of Man? The man replied, sir, tell me who he is so I can believe in him. Woo!
Come on.
I love this. We've been talking about blind spots for the last 3 weeks. We've been dealing with Jesus healing blind people. And the other blind men, they knew Jesus prior to receiving their sight, right? When they were blind, they were walking, they heard the crowd. They said, Son of David, have mercy on me. They already knew who he was, even though the religious teacher didn't know. Somehow, in the spirit, they knew who he was, the Son of David.
Yeah.
This bro went into the synagogue, the church of that day, and tried to tell them about the miracle God did in his life through Jesus. And they kicked him out.
Come on.
He went to where he should have got love. He went to where he should have got some understanding. He went where he should have been celebrated. That they should have tore the roof off heaven that day, praising God, because God performed a miracle. And they kicked him out.
Oh my God.
See, some people are the stay-at-home saints. Watch this. Because the church hurt. And I hate using the word church hurt, because it almost should be just people hurt. Because people hurt people, amen. That anybody and everybody can say they've been church hurt from the pulpit to the back door. Anybody can use that excuse. But they kicked him out. Y'all missed y'all shout. They kicked him out of the church, and then Jesus found him. Y'all miss y'all shout. They kicked him out of the church. Y'all see that the text? The text said that. Look at that. They kicked the man out of the synagogue. So when Jesus found the man, my God, God will get you. Watch this. Who cares? Watch this. You might have to leave a place. You might have to leave the wrong place to get to the right one. You might have to leave the wrong place to get what God has for you. Jesus said, look here, I know they kicked you out, but I'm going to find you where you stand. Because I love you. I care for you. Jesus loves his sheep. Amen. And no one can pluck us out of his hands. So understand this. I don't care what man has done to you. I don't care who has hurt you, who has abused, who has lied, who has messed you up. Understand this. Jesus is still seeking to find you and bring you to the right place.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus wanted to know, who do you believe in? He didn't ask him, what was the denomination? What synagogue he went to? How long he been there? He said, look at, what do you believe in the Son of Man? Why? Because sometimes we can be so caught up in people's behaviors. You can't talk like that and be in church. You can't walk like that and be in church. You can't drink. We can make all these religious tick, 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 ticks off the mat. And Jesus says this, I'm worried about your belief first. Because if you believe in me, your behavior changes. If you believe, we'll deal with your behavior later. Amen. We'll deal with that. But if you believe in me, if you follow me, if you worship me, you adhere to my teaching, you're not going to stay the same. You can come as you are, but you won't stay as you are. You can come messed up, but you're going to leave clean eventually. You can come a trip, but you're going to come out healthy and whole. Believe in me first. And then we'll worry about everything else. So we are all faced with two options, y'all. In our blindness, because we've all been blind at one point or sometime in our life.
Thank you, Lord.
We're either going to find reliance in the Son of Man, who Jesus says he is, the Son of God, or we're going to reject him and find some other means of salvation.
Yeah.
It's not multiple choice. It's A and B.
That's it.
Look at John 9:39, y'all. Then Jesus said, I've come into this world to judge. Blind people will be given sight, and those who can see will become blind. So we quick to say, only God can judge me. And you 100% right. Only God can judge you. But remember this and how he judged. He's the righteous judge. He holds us accountable for everything that we say. He holds us accountable all the way down to our thoughts and our motives and intentions behind what we did. He judges us according to the secret parts of our heart that we can hide from people. That you, I might look fine to you and you and you, but God sees the inside. Jesus said the blind people will be given sight. See, the blind brother in this day, y'all, he was blind, his physical. He gained physical sight, but in this day, he also gained spiritual sight as well. See, first he recognized it. They said, who you think did this to you? He said, I don't know. You got to be a prophet or something. I mean, I can see y'all. He's something. He know God. He prays sometimes. I don't know. He knows some word or something. He knows something. I can see now. I know that. I don't know nothing else, but I know he got to be a prophet or something. And once he proclaimed that, the crowd kicked him out. So he left thinking Jesus was just a prophet. See, but when you turn to Christ and begin to seek him, you see him differently. See, the longer you walk with him, the better you understand who he is. The more you walk with him and spend time with him, you grow in his grace. You get an understanding of the forgiveness and the blood he shed and the sacrifice he made to save us. Then Jesus said, there's those who can see will become blind. Man, that's deep. See, they had physical sight since birth, yet had no spiritual sight. They were trying to teach people about God. How to tell people about God and had no spiritual sight.
Jesus.
This is why Jesus was so hard. He called them snakes, vipers. He called them the blind leading the blind.
That's real.
Because if the blind is leading the blind, you both fall in the ditch. Another part of the gospel, Jesus called, he called them and says, look here, y'all make up these man-made traditions, y'all make up these commandments, y'all make up all these things that you can't keep yourselves. And in return, you make twice the children of hell that you are. Because you on this kick and all this stuff y'all making up, telling people it's from me and it's not. And y'all can't keep it. And y'all making it twice the children of hell Because they thinking y'all keeping it and y'all ain't, and they can't live up to that standard. So now they say, well, God must not be real, or God don't love me as much as them.
That's real talk.
They are worried about things of this world. Creating a God to fit their agenda. Creating a God that agree with their sin so they don't have to fight it.
That's it right there.
Rejecting Jesus and becoming complacent. Self-satisfied and blind. Jesus told him to believe in the Son of Man. The brother said, look here. You are Jesus. You the Son of Man. I believe he believed in Jesus that day.
Yeah.
He went from not seeing to Jesus a prophet to Jesus the Son of God. The choice is all of ours, y'all.
Yeah,
are we going to walk in light or darkness?
Good.
Do we want to have sight or be blind?
Good.
But we all have to make that choice.
Yeah.
My prayer for you today is that you open up your spiritual eyes.
Yeah.
The Bible says this, y'all, and I'm done. That we walk by faith and not by sight. So many things in our way, in our eyes that allows us to see, so many things can make your faith waver, can make your life seem hard, can make you want to quit, can make you want to give up if you walk by the natural sight. But when you walk by faith, you not only see what's in the natural, but you see where God can take you. This brother had to have enough faith and belief that Jesus was going to heal him or he wouldn't have been healed. Understand this, that we all have blind spots and we all have to deal with them. The worst thing you can do is ignore a blind spot. And the biggest blind spot we can have is not accepting Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And Corinthians says this, that the God of this world has blinded the mind of those who do not believe. See, Satan's job is this. He wants to make sure your mind is blind. He want to make sure he's so sneaky and conniving that he knows that he would do it by what you like. Okay. If money is your mojo, I'm going to give you enough money to make sure you blind. Your mind is blind and don't realize who God is in your life. If you're seeking for love, you've been hurt and pain. I just want to be with somebody. I'm going to send somebody your way that'll keep you away from God. They don't want to see you saved. They don't want you. They don't want to see you going to church. They will fight you from going to church, from praising God. Whatever it may be, the God of this world has blinded the mind. He said he literally put a veil over our minds. And we know veils cover up things. And if you're going to get out of your blind spot, you got to take off the veil. I don't know who I'm talking to. And I don't know where you're at. I don't know. This is the altar call all across the realm. And thank you for online. If you've never been saved, then I'm talking to you. If you never gave your life to Jesus Christ, and he's blinded your mind, I'm talking to you. If you know Christ, but you've been backsliding, somehow, some way, Satan has crept in and got you off track, I'm talking to you. If this is where you're at in your life and you need God to move in your life, understand this. It starts by faith. No longer can we let the blind spots keep us down. Because us that know that we drive, we know one wrong move in the blind spot and a crash can destroy our lives. So it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. So if this is you today, if you sick of the blind spot, and the thing about it is you ain't got to have it all together today.
That's it. Come on.
What I just say? Belief births behavior. All you got to do is say he the Son of Man. I believe he died for my sins. I believe God sent him to have a plan for my life. I believe that. So because of that, I'm stepping forward in faith and asking God to do the rest. I'm believing that he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly, more than I can think or more than I can ask, but according to the power that works within me. Father God, so that is you today. I don't know. Maybe you want to be baptized. I don't know. I don't know where you stand at in your relationship with Christ. Maybe you need special prayer. But if you need any of those things, God's saying, come home. If you need any of those things, if any of those things have kept you bound, maybe it's tradition and culture, and maybe it's just people, the noise of the crowd, and that you're trying to break away, you're trying to break free and be who God has called you to be, but the noise of the crowd has kept you bound. It's time to break free, y'all. It's freedom in Christ.
Yes, it is.
It is freedom. There is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty.
Yes.
God wants you to be free, not bound by man. So if you need Jesus, amen. Y'all know. I don't stretch this out. But if you know you need something for God, I ask you to make your way right now so we can pray with you, agree with you, lead you in the ways of Christ, wherever it may be. If you need something from God, let today be your day. Don't let fear, don't let doubt, don't let what people say, don't let none of that keep you from God. Bible is clear. Wow. Don't fear man who can destroy your body. I fear a God who can destroy my body and soul. I gotta fear God, not man. Amen, amen, amen. Well, let me pray with you all. Ooh, Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you, oh God, for your will, your way, and your word. I ask, oh God, right now, Father God, that you touch us, oh God, all of us, oh God, that we make sure, oh God, you will begin to eliminate our blind spots, oh God, that whatever they are, maybe we don't even know what they are today. Maybe we haven't thought about them enough, oh God, but I pray you give us the strength to recollect and think about things that are keeping us from walking in your fullness, things that are keeping us from serving you with our whole heart, things that are keeping us from growing in Christ, things that are keeping us, oh God, from reaching our potential in you, oh God. So many things, oh God, have come into our life, oh God. Sometimes it's things that we've learned. Sometimes it's our own issues. Sometimes it's generational curses. Sometimes it's just life. But we ask, oh God, for you to make a way out of no way. We ask, oh God, you to open up a door, oh God. We ask, oh God, you most and foremost open up our eyes so we're able to identify the problem. Clear out our blind spots. Help us to see. And God, we give you our hearts, our minds, and our souls. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Give God a praise in this place. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, amen, amen. Glory to God. We thank you, oh God, for your presence in this place. We thank God for his love and his compassion, amen. At this time, we'll get ready to do our offering, amen. If you need an envelope, raise your hands. An usher will be glad to give you an envelope. If you want to give electronically, we have two ways. We have a text to give, as well as a cash app. Either are fine. And just raise your hand if you need an envelope, and an usher will give you an envelope, and they will come back and collect it from you as well. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for our giving. Mm-hmm.